Gentleman from Accenture come to us in studio telling us about a hub that they wanted to actually start up in Soweto. And his name, I believe, if I'm correct, was Alan Nordnagel. Yeah, Alan Nordnagel. And so then, if I remember correctly, we talked a bit about the plans they have, you know, to help out the community in Soweto. And so then now it seems like this has actually come to fruition in Devland. The Advanced Technology Center has actually been opened, and Devland is actually in the south of Johannesburg. It's in Soweto. And now a modern building with state-of-the-art spaces is currently being built in Extension 1 of that township. And the property is going to be used to basically house a center for the advancement of STEM subjects, you know, so your science, technology, engineering, maths, as well as arts. And that's going to be for the benefit of the young people and in the community as well, and just the community as a whole. Now, the project is also going to offer support in fields which are related, but also are not limited to also adult education. So they're going to try and involve many stakeholders in the community to actually get this up and running. Now, this is a collaboration between UJ and Accenture, and on the decision to actually, you know, do this or come about and just do this this partnership, Vukani Mnati from Accenture says that, you know, this is actually a good thing in the sense that it's going to develop adaptable and transferable skills that prepare youth for the dynamic workplace for the future. While Professor Chilidzi Marwala, the Vice Chancellor and Principal of the University of Johannesburg, says that the project is deeply rooted in the university's drive to address the country's economic inequalities. And also, it also provides a space for the field of Fourth Industrial Revolution, or 4IR. So one thing that the Vice Chancellor also mentions is something which is called netpreneurship, which is basically cyber-based entrepreneurship, and they're offering programs which align to the Fourth Industrial Revolution. So it's quite exciting that that's coming up, and, you know, I really can't wait once it actually opens up for the community of Devland in Soweto to be able to access it and for the young people there to benefit from the project.
Absolutely. I mean, it sounds exciting and beneficial as well for the people who are involved in this partnership.
Yeah.
And basically, that's how we wrap up UJ Insight.